Center and Commerce Committee. Today is Friday, April 15th, 2016. The time is 6:45. I'm Senator Mia Hatcher. I would like to welcome Vice Chair Senator Diesel. Welcome. Senator Stevens, welcome. And Senator Meyer, welcome. Senator Adams is unable to join us this evening. We have three bills that we are hearing, so I did want to mention that we will not be hearing the insurance bill from the administration. That bill we will have on tomorrow's agenda in Finance Committee at 11 to continue going through the schedule. Tonight, our first bill is House Bill 125, introduced by Representative Miller, and I think I will have to vote Vice President forward. This is the bill's second hearing. It's for restrictions on the sale of goods from the fourth hand and relating to the regulation of it by municipalities and providing for an effective date. The intent is to take members' questions and then look to enroll the committee. The local department's out. Are there any questions of the sponsor staff on this legislation? Senator Diesel? Welcome back to order. Next on our agenda, we have House Bill 305, which is an act relating to the exemption of the regulation of post-secondary educational institutions. And this is a bill that we've heard already. We've taken public testimony and closed it. We also have a bill sponsor staff here, Chris Gallagher, with Representative Gaddis' office. Are there any questions of committee members or the sponsor staff? If none, Mr. Gallagher, would you like to make any final comments before we look to the road to announce the bill?
Well, Madam Chair, I just want to apologize on behalf of my folks who stuck up for it. Thank you for being so.
Thank you, and I appreciate your thorough research and your work on this bill. So, with that, start your college week. Next, we have Capital, if you start to invest in Capital 234. This is an affirmation to insurance coverage for mental health benefits provided through employment. Tenth, during the second hearing for the bill, is to adopt a community substitute and then look to the role of the community. So, that, Senator Houston, would you like to move the community substitute?
I'm sure I move the community substitute and adopt the community substitute for House Bill 234, which is the LS1251 Actuation Hotel, as a working document.
I will object, so that my name goes to our community
planning to keep the community substitute. Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Mr. Allen, staff to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. This was a change in the CS, Madam Chair. It is replacing the term telemedicine with telehealth throughout the bill. And that occurs on line 2 in the title, line 5, and line 8. Those include our FDIC changes in the CS, Madam Chair.
Okay, let's see. Great. Right. I'm looking at the whole version of the bill, and I saw a golden reference that I am mistaken, so that's good. Are there any questions of committee members for my unit or the sponsor staff or Hina or the right retired director of the insurance division? Senator Stevens?
Yes, I mean, just a brief explanation. Why are we going from telehealth?
Certainly, through the chair, Senator Stevens, and the sponsor, and other members of the committee can also speak to this. My understanding is telehealth is a little bit more of an encompassing term. But it's a state policy that using that term is a little bit forward, very forward looking.
Senator Stevens, through the chair, this is an amendment that I submitted to the term line. The term telemedicine was at some point in the 1990s. It is outdated. The federal government, as well as all the rest of the states, uses the term telehealth as it does encompass all the types of healthcare that is delivered electronically through cell phone.
Thank you, Senator Diesel. Do you have any further questions?
Seeing that, Senator, excuse me, we will adopt the committee substitute. So, are there any questions on the bill for us? Okay. Senator Peasley. Madam Chair, I move the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 234, version LS1251, / Hotel for Community with Individual Recommendations, and attached to this one.
Is there any objections to the bill? Seeing none, the bill moves from committee. I want to thank the sponsors, staff for being here, and also Ms. Minhar. I really appreciate you coming to the meeting today and to be available to answer questions. Our next meeting will be tomorrow at 11 a.m.